engaging the thought life of your counselee, as that's what we're going to be discussing for our time this morning. Let me begin by starting off with a question, and that is, does God care about what we think? And there's an obvious response to that. The obvious response would be yes, but let's take a brief survey about how much God seems to care regarding our thought life or about what we think. In the Old Testament, we've got Genesis 6:5. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So he's not even looking at the actions necessarily of the wickedness that's going on in the world. He's looking at the intentions of the thoughts of all of mankind. And what does this judgment then lead to? It leads to the destruction of all of mankind, save Noah's family. And you'll notice a theme here. God doesn't even just talk about behavior in Genesis 5. He's just talking about the thoughts. But a theme arises from this, and it's something you already know to be true as biblical counselors, and that is that thoughts result in actions. That's obviously going to be a huge theme of what we're going to be discussing in this next hour. Thoughts result in actions. But we see here in Genesis 6 that thoughts are not innocuous. There are moral implications to the thoughts that we have. It's not only just when they manifest in